Welcome to Know Your Risk Radio on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH. Know Your Risk Radio is hosted by Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Know Your Risk Radio is brought to you by Bulwark Capital, helping families navigate the ever-changing and often volatile markets. Know Your Risk Radio starts now. Here's your host, Zach Abraham.
We are back. Thank you so much for joining us for another of the most scintillating hours in finance radio. I emphasize the, because we don't share that title. You can't share a title with somebody when you've given the title to yourself. It's like, you know, you're king of your own castle. You're king of a one-man kingdom. Anyway, pumped to be here today. I got to tell you guys, if you can, get out of town. It's amazing. And Darren's heading out of town. Darren's going to be playing some COVID golf down in Palm Springs. I think golf should be the sport. That should be the social distancing sport, because it is. I mean, I can't believe they shut down. If they shut down golf courses again, like, that's it. That's my breaking point, right? You shut down the golf courses and I'm going to lose it. I know there's more important things in golf courses, but you guys get my drift. Anyway, have a phenomenal show planned for you today. Had a great interview lined up. That interview got moved, and I'll tell you, it got moved to next week. We are going to be joined by Tony Greer. I wanted to have Tony on for a couple reasons. A, he was one of those guys, and I get along with Tony. Everybody gets along with Tony because he's such a good guy. But he was one of those guys during March there at the Bottoms where he was like, hey, you got to get long this thing. You got to get long this thing. And I'm just like, Tony, man, you're out of your mind. And we stayed long. We didn't, you know, we were in a different spot, though, because in March, just to be fair, in March, we had hedged up pretty tight. So we'd taken a little bit of a hit, but we were down a fraction as much as the market was. And, you know, in that scenario, when you haven't taken a hit, it's much harder to add risk in that environment. That being said, I wished we had, right? Hindsight 2020. I'm not going to lie to you. We've had a decent year, but it'd have been a heck of a lot better if had we done more buying. We picked up some good stuff that we've done really well on. But anyway, I just wanted to have those guys on because I want to learn from them, right? What did you see that I didn't? Because we can always get better. And that's what I've said on the show. I say to our clients all the time, being an investor is constantly learning. So hopefully this show is a step in that direction for you. Anyway, there's some things so Tony was scheduled to come on with us today. He's moved to next week because when he committed to do the show, he forgot that today is his birthday. And his wife had a weekend set of activities. So she saw that pop up on his calendar and was like, I can't believe you did that. Anyway, he ticked off the boss. So he had to move. So I could understand that. And he was really apologetic. And so he'll join us next week. But from me to you, Tony, have a wonderful birthday. Thank you for your advice and guidance. You've been invaluable. And can't wait to talk to you next week. So first housekeeping moment. Second housekeeping issue that I want to get to. I want to say right out of the gate that I don't want anybody to feel browbeat or pressured into this, but, we've talked about this a lot or I've mentioned it before. Bulwark gives 10% of our profits per year away to charities. I say that because I want our clients to understand, right, that some of the fees that they pay us go to that. You're not going to hear me talk a lot about it because when at all possible, I like to do it anonymously. I just think it makes things cleaner. And I also think it makes sure that my head and my spirit are in the right place. Why are you giving? Are you giving for the right reasons? Or are you giving for notoriety? And I don't ever want to be giving for notoriety. Every once in a while, there's a scenario where that's not possible. One of my best friends, who also happens to be the head coach out at Enumclaw High School, go Claw. I was with him this last weekend. His wife was out of town, so we had a dad kid sleepover. I took my three kids over to his house with his three kids, and it was chaos, but we had a great time. But he was telling me about some friends of theirs that they know that live close to them in the Bonnie Lake area, I believe. And they're late 30s, and it's the Parks family. And I'm assuming it's okay for me to discuss it because it's a public story. And anyway, the father, who was a very good football player in high school in this area, I believe he went to Bethel High School, he had a bad stomach ache. And it wouldn't go away, kept getting worse. He's like, you know what, I'm gonna go to the doctor. I have not spoken to these people yet, so I don't know all the details of the story, but I don't think that the details are necessarily important. Went into the doctor, and I believe within 2 weeks he passed away. He had, out of nowhere, there was organ failure. He left behind his wife, three children. I believe they're all under the age of 12. Oldest boy is a beautiful boy, autistic. And it just broke my heart. I just sat there and I thought, you know, that is the embodiment of my worst dream, my worst nightmare, as a father. And the mother is a PE teacher. He did not have life insurance. So we're still formulating exactly what we're going to do. Because what I would like to do is give some money directly to the family and then also set up college funds for the kids that can be used for other things as well. And then we at Bulwark would manage them for free for them. I try not to get choked up about it, but it's just heartbreaking. There is a GoFundMe. If you would like to donate through us, like I said, we're still formulating the best way to do that. So be patient with us. I just want to make sure that we're doing the best for them. Right. And so I'm probably going to need to connect with them because we've just gone back and forth through those friends that we know at this point. But like I said, there is a GoFundMe, and I should have had it up here, but you can find that GoFundMe at go to GoFundMe and type in the Parks family. It should come up. There's no real address for GoFundMe, but anyway, search Parks, P-A-R-K-S family. And it's a beautiful family picture. Dad standing on the left, mother's on the right with the three beautiful little ones in between. Whatever you can do. They've got a GoFundMe. They've raised $75,000. The goal was $80,000. We all know they're going to need more than that. God bless them. And anyway, just whatever you can do. I will have more updates next week as we formalize how we're going to approach that. So even if you're not a client, if you would like to be involved in that somehow, feel free to email in, feel free to call us. We're not going to try to use it as an opportunity to wedge you into being a client. So don't worry about that. Or like I said, go to GoFundMe and check it out. Just thoughts and prayers with you guys, the Parks family. God bless you. And you're not alone. You're not alone. There are a lot of people out there that care. Just God bless you guys. Whew. So anyway, I've never gotten emotional on a show like that, but just, you know, my age, a year younger than me, I think he was, and just awful. Anyway, so let pull myself together here. We get back to the show. We're almost to the break. So we'll run the market update here in the second segment, but, a lot of stuff to go over. A lot of stuff is going on. I think the thing that's most interesting, and we'll get right into this here. I think the thing that is most interesting right now is you've got a fist fight right now on the major indexes between value and growth and tech. And you're like, Zach, you've been saying that. No. It has been a complete one-sided fight, right, for the last 9 years. It is not so right now. And it's amazing how we're flipping back day after day after day. We've had a couple of these in the past, but not at the levels that we're currently at. And I think that those levels are really important. So we're going to get into that. We're also going to get into the unemployment numbers. Got some really interesting data on that. We are going to obviously address oil. We're also going to talk, as part of that discussion about value and tech, we're going to talk about the Russell 2000 at very interesting levels. But anyway, most importantly, we're going to talk about risk management. Right. In the rest of the show. And what is risk management? It's getting less expense, way less downside in your portfolio and increasing your upside at the same time. if that interests you, which it should. That's what investing is, guys. Lower cost, lower risk, higher returns. That's the name of the game, right? We do it differently than everybody else. There's a better way. There is a cheaper way. There is a way that gives you more upside. There is a way that gives you far less risk. So if the entire world goes on fire and the markets are down by 60%, you're fine. Right? You might take a little bit of a hit here or there. No big deal. Maybe 7%, you know, whatever. My whole point is, you know, even if an economic catastrophe happens and you're down 10 to 15, it's not a big deal. You can make it back in a couple months. What do we want to avoid? The catastrophic losses. We can do that without having bad performance. Give us a call, 866-779-RISK and 866-779-RISK. Go to the radio show website. You can also sign up for the virtual roadshow coming up this Thursday at 3 p.m. We're going to be joined by Dory. We go through our entire investment and retirement planning process in 30 minutes. 30 minutes, guys. Okay, 30 minutes to see if we really do it better. And it's 30 minutes that I think is a good investment when it comes to investing for the rest of your life, right? Small trade-off. So anyway, we got to take a quick break. Stick with us through the break. We'll be right back to get into the market open. You are listening to Know Your Risk Radio, and you can download and subscribe the podcast at knowyourriskradio.com or just Google Know Your Risk Radio podcast. Stick it with us through the break. We'll be right back.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach discuss key investment strategies across several asset classes, not just stocks and bonds. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, Thursday, November 19th, right after my show. Zach, I'm really excited to be there. Tell us what to expect.
Dory, we've taken our entire planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class.
I love that.
We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Join me at the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham Thursday, November 19th, right after my show at 3 o'clock. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Borrow Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we're back. Thank you for sticking with us. Again, want to say it one more time. If you joined us, GoFundMe, Parks Family, do what you can. And then, like I said, we'll be back with updates next week about how we're going to be addressing it. And if nothing else, just keep them in your prayers. All right. So let's get into market update here. Fascinating action, guys. Fascinating action. So that rotation into value that we've been talking about for a really long time, and it fit right in there with why I wanted to have Tony on. And we're going to talk about this whole picture in the final segment of the show today that I've entitled Narrative Shift. Because I do believe the narrative shift is underway. I don't think it'll be smooth. I think it'll be a rocky ride. But for reasons that we will discuss in that final segment today, I think that that narrative shift, that fist fight between value and tech, I think it is in my opinion, it is the most important thing to be watching today, and I think it's probably going to be one of the most important developments in markets and investing over the next 10 years, and I will explain why. But that fist fight continues, and you can just see it every day. The way you can see it at home is keep an eye on the Russell 2000 and the Dow. Russell 2000 is going to give you a better read on it. But watch the oscillating days. One day tech is leading. It's up substantially more than the other indexes. Typically in that scenario, Russell 2000 is going to be flat to negative. Then you get a day like today where Russell 2000 is up nearly 2%, 1.5 to 2% before I got on air. And NASDAQ's up like 0.4, 0.5, right? And if you watch that, you'll watch it going back and forth. It's literally been one day on, one day off, one day on, one day off. This is a big deal, and it's a big deal for several issues. It's the levels that this is happening at. meaning the price levels, where the indexes are. You know, you've got the NASDAQ fighting up against this 12,000 level, right? That all-time high. It's made several runs at it, failed. At the same time, you've got the Russell 2000 bumping up against its all-time high, but it's not equal. Remember, that NASDAQ high was set this year based on COVID. Right? That's drove all the tech stocks through the roof. The Russell 2000 is still trying to break through its all-time high that it set previously this year, way back when. And that's interesting. Could they both go up together? I suppose they could. But why is it interesting? It's the spread in valuation and the historic levels that we're at. So again, I want to put that, that's part of the market update, but we're going to dig way deeper into this story in the final segment today called Narrative Shift. Other thing we're watching, unemployment numbers. I put out a tweet this week. We've talked a lot about how deceptive and misleading the unemployment numbers are. And I put out a tweet today just because I see so much nonsense about it. I just wanted to get, I wanted to dig down into the data and show people just even if it's just on a periphery level, why you need to be suspect of the unemployment numbers. And by this, guys, I'm not saying anybody's out there in a nefarious manner trying to gaslight you with fake unemployment numbers. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying when you hear these things in the media and you hear these announcements, and it applies to finance like it does anything else. I think we all know that media in this country is struggling, right? It's not in the best place that it's been. It's also not in the most respected place it's been. And, you know, and that applies to financial media as well, guys. It's ridiculous. So the tweet that I put out was this, as it related to the unemployment numbers. In 2010, okay, so we're well into the recession at this point, basically at the height, and if not the exact height. I looked at February of 2010, randomly just pulled that number out, and I wanted a number that was, you know, similar, you know, preferably 10 years from where we are today, and you know, COVID hit. What was it? You know, are we now 7 months out, 8 months out from when COVID hit? In February of 2010, you were 11 months out from the bottom that happened in March 2009. So kind of comparable. But anyway, so here we go. In 2010, height of the financial crisis, it's after the crisis, but right, the fallout. You had 14.8 million people receiving unemployment insurance. And the unemployment rate at that time was 9.8%, okay? Today, you have 21 million people receiving roughly 50% more than you had in 2010. 21 million people, slightly more. I think it's 21.4, I believe, is the exact number. 21 million people, over 21 million people receiving unemployment insurance, and the unemployment rate is 6.9. Now, you can't take that on face value, because what about population growth? Well, remember, population growth isn't a direct correlation, because you could have a big generation born and, you know, they're three years older, younger, right? So they're not going to figure into the labor force. So let's look at the labor force. What was the labor force at? In 2010, labor force was 150 million people. Today, 164. Okay. Not anywhere close to a big enough jump in the labor force to justify, right, for all things being equal. So how does this happen? Well, it happens several ways. There's hedonic adjustments and seasonality adjustments. But what it does, and the other side of it too, is there is some double counting in the unemployment numbers, but there always has been. And it's a messy number. Again, I don't think anybody's out there with nefarious intent making this stuff up, trying to mislead people. But what my point is that you cannot trust the headline unemployment number. We need to look deeper and see the U6. This economy right now, 6.9%, it seems elevated from where we're at. What I'm telling you is it's not anywhere near accurate. And what you need to do is look at the U6 number. And the U6 number, last time I checked, I think it still shows us that, like, you know, if you use that number, you're still looking at like 12 to 13% unemployment. And that is a perfect illustration. So to recap again, 14.8 million people in 2010 receiving unemployment, and the unemployment rate was at 9.8. Today, you've got over 21 million receiving unemployment, and the unemployment rate is 6.9. So don't look at the unemployment rate. We want to look at the U6 report. That's where we're going to get the real information. Anyway, I just thought that was a really good discussion because we talked a lot about the unemployment number. I also thought it was a really good opportunity to show you why you need to be just as suspect of financial reporting. Although I think that a lot of the mistakes in financial reporting are just due to people, you know, not knowing, right? It's ignorant based, but you've got to have the exact same caution and the exact same filter with financial reporting that you've got with political reporting. Okay. Just know that. Oil guys, the other one is oil. Look, it's not soaring, but it is bumping up and has gone through not convincingly, but it's touched some really key issues. The other thing that was interesting is that you had drawdowns across the board in oil supply. And I want to get into that. I'm not an oil expert, but you see drawdowns in storages, which means oil consumption is picking up, which was what you'd expect. As we get further and further from COVID, I think the energy sector is fascinating right now, and we can touch on more of that in segment number three. We're going to talk about energy. Gold continues sort of be in no man's land. It's hanging in there right around 1900, 1875, right in that ballpark. I think the key number is on gold is I got to say it, 2050. You clear 2050, you should be off to the races again. As long as we're trading in this range right now, I expect it to be pretty volatile. And I think a big moment is when we get an announcement on the next stimulus package. So we'll keep our eyes out for that. Anyway, as always, guys, risk management strategy, especially today, especially in this crazy environment, you need a portfolio that's going to accomplish your retirement goals, but is also going to make sure that no matter what happens economically, you're going to be okay. We need more upside. So if the markets are going up, we're actually benefiting more, but we need to make sure that we have a chair when the music stops. And oh, by the way, what we'd love to do and what we do is we do all that typically at 40 to 50% less expenses and less cost than a lot of the competition out there, guys. And that's the name of the game. We've been on the radio for 5 years. Like I said, this isn't snake oil. Educate yourselves on our process. Spend the 3 minutes to call us to get our Common Sense Investing booklet or to get our Roger Ibbotson Bond Replacement Strategy Report or whatever the case may be. Call us 866-779-RISK. Again, 866-779-RISK. Also, we've got the virtual roadshow coming up this Thursday at 3 p.m. Go to bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com. I think we've only got 20 slots left or something like that. They fill up fast. We're limited to a number. Even though it's online, we've got 100 spots, guys. So there is no cost. It's 30 minutes. We go through our entire planning process, our entire investing process in 30 minutes. 30 minutes. I don't think in the next market crash, when the market's down 50 to 60%, I don't think you'll be sitting there going, boy, I'm glad I didn't spend that 30 minutes on that virtual roadshow. I'm glad I didn't spend the 3 minutes to talk to those guys. Could have saved me 40%. And I'm not promising or guaranteeing. I'm just saying, I got to be really careful talking about performance on the air for regulatory issues. It's like walking through a regulatory minefield. But the other thing too, if you just want to hear about the performance, give us a call. I'll go through each, and I'm not, and that's not a marketing ploy. I really can't get into it. It's just a minefield. The disclaimers we'd chew up all of our airtime given the disclaimers if we want to really get into the specifics of performance. So anyway, give us a call, 866-779-RISK. Sign up for the virtual roadshow coming up, guys. Invest the 3 minutes to call us or the 30 minutes for the virtual roadshow for the rest of your life. I think it's a pretty good swap. And we do have a better way. There's a better way. Less risk, less cost, more upside. Simple as that. Anyway, got to take a quick break. Stick with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio. Download and subscribe to the podcast at knowyourriskradio.com. We'll be right back. Stick with us.
What does outside-the-box investing really look like? Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management, and see a side-by-side comparison of your current portfolio versus one Zach would recommend. Schedule your free risk review at knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in this economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, you can join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, Thursday, November 19th, right after my show. Zach, now is the time for everyone to take a hard look at their investment strategy.
Dory, there could not be a more prescient time. I'll answer all the big questions on investors' minds because I can promise you if you're incorporating some of the long-running investment strategies in today's markets, like a basic 60-40 stock bond portfolio, you're taking a serious gamble, and now is not the time to be gambling your retirement.
Learn all about Zach's retirement planning and investment strategies at his Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow. Thursday, November 19th, I'll be there too, right after my show at 3 o'clock. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Make your reservation now at knowyourriskradio.com. That's knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Borrow Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
This is Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. Listen to Zach uncover the truth about the financial markets with simple and honest advice to help you plan for retirement. Get your free copy of Zach's new booklet, Common Sense Investing. Go to knowyourriskradio.com.
Having a long-term care plan brings certainty to a very uncertain situation. It also allows you to stay in control of your care options, and maybe most importantly, it brings peace of mind to your family during an extremely stressful situation. Hey, it's Dory Monson. I highly recommend doing what my wife and I did. Learn about all the new long-term care plans offered by Brian Ott and 525 Advisors. Brian has a live webinar coming up this Friday at 9 a.m. All of Brian's live webinars are free to attend. He'll teach you everything you need to know about long-term care, including all the new plans that are available. They protect your savings, they protect your family, and the plan we got pays us back if we never use it. Brian's live webinar this Friday is free. You'll also get a free copy of Brian's ebook, A Guide to Long-Term Care Planning. Brian keeps the live webinar class sizes small to allow time for Q&A at the end. It's a great learning environment. Space is limited, so sign up now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you guys for sticking with us. So let's get into it. I'm gonna flip. Well, no, it is our third segment. I was going to do this segment last, but we're going to do it this time just based on how the time's laying out this week. But I want to preview next week's interview with my guy, Tony Greer, out there on the East Coast, celebrating his birthday today. Again, happy birthday, T. Anyway, he was going to be on today, but like I said, birthday, he had to move to next week. Now, why did I want to have Tony? Well, I always want to have Tony on. I think he's a brilliant trader, and he's a good guy. Doesn't take himself too seriously, super smart, and he's all about the work. You guys know that that's... I try with all of my effort, I try to avoid the finance types that are in love with themselves. And there's a lot. And it's kind of a taste thing. It's just hard for me to listen to them, let alone interview them. You know, just because they're constantly telling you about how great they are. Anyway, we don't like that. It's not that those guys don't have insights. It's just, I have a hard time listening to people worship themselves. Anyway, getting off track. So Tony is not that at all. He just fits our metric of a guy that's all about the work, down to earth, humble, just a great dude. Anyway, so he's going to be on with us next week. And the reason why I think this is key is because he did a 30-minute segment on Real Vision this last week where it was a daily briefing talking about what's going on in the market. And I'm biased like everybody else. So what first caught my interest is our narratives and the way we're seeing things is very similar right now. But Tony, as Tony always seems to do, as I sat there and listened to it, the way he tied it all together, and I messaged with him about this, and the way he tied it all together made me sit back and go, okay, I'm thinking a lot of the same things, but I didn't put the mosaic together in that way. And when you construct the mosaic the way he did, and you take a few steps back and look at it, it really is amazing. It's startling because it looks, now again, this doesn't guarantee this is what is going to play out. But the other interesting thing about it is it has to at some point. So what do I mean by that? Anyway, First of all, we spoke about this fist fight between value and growth stocks. And you guys have heard me going on about value stocks and why you got to pay attention to valuations and how the market is overpriced. We've talked about that. All of those things are still in play. The market is even more expensive now than it was 6 months ago. All that other stuff is still in play. I'm not pulling any of that back. But why I think that this fist fight right now between growth and value is so interesting is the mosaic that I was talking about, the picture of the market, right? Let's do a recap of the last 10 years. So in the last 10 years, it has been the worst performance over a decade in history for value versus growth. And there are a lot of reasons for that. First of all, it was the slowest growing decade. So stocks that were growing faster, you would expect them to trade at a premium, right? Because growth was at a premium. So that makes sense. Also, we've had massive technological advancements, right? The world has changed in the last 10 years, technologically speaking. The way we communicate with each other has changed. That drove the growth stocks, right? You think of, you know, all the new, you know, the social media stuff that has come to prominence over that period of time, right? The smart stuff that we can talk to, you know, there's been massive advancements. And so it's not all nonsense. And like I've told you before, a lot of these tech companies are incredible companies. Just the valuations don't make any sense. But why this is so intriguing to me is, like I said, if you're a value investor, there has never been a decade that's been worse, ever. For that matter, there's never been a point in market history that's been worse. If you go back through 200 years of market data, the spread between valuations of value companies and growth companies has never been wider. And I think a primary reason for that is the advancements that I was just discussing. But then you come into a COVID year where guys like me are thinking, okay, we got to be close to this rotation on tech. And we have a black swan type event thrown into the middle of this called COVID. And it just so happens that COVID is disproportionately beneficial for those types of tech and growth companies for reasons we all know. And it's also a perfect storm for traditional companies, most of which we'd put in the core categories of value. So this black swan event happens right at essentially the 10-year anniversary of when this madness and growth happened. And it's provided the, in my opinion, close to, hopefully, the ultimate smackdown, an exclamation mark on value, and the perfect environment for a blow off top in growth and tech. And I right out of the gate, I think that's fascinating, because if you were going to have a blow off top in a sector, you couldn't write the script any better, right? You have 10 years outperformance, and then boom, this black swan event that disproportionately advantages the companies that have benefited from the last 10 years and disproportionately hammers the ones that have already been hammered. And that puts these valuation spreads to all time highs. It's never been wider. And the reason that's interesting for me, you're hearing people again try to justify going back into tech because there's going to be another lockdown. Well, here's the thing. If there's another lockdown, that is already reflected in the price of these value stocks. They're trading as if COVID lockdowns are going to be the way that things go on forever. It's not. We'll get through COVID like we do everything else. We'll move on. And the reason why I think this is so interesting right now is that you don't need to have a big market shift for this to take place. Well, let's get into 2021. Let's say the vaccine starts getting out there. Maybe we have another short lockdown. Maybe we avoid it, whatever the case may be. All of that's already priced into these tech companies. So when people realize markets are going back to normal, and I mean, go look at those companies over the last couple of weeks, right? The Zooms that have benefited so much, it's down like 30% off its high. They're already starting to get hit. And if the premium, the insane COVID premium that's been assigned to these growth stocks pulls out and you just get valuation stock or value stocks just back to their historical norm average, you could easily see a scenario. Now, remember, the tech stocks make up such a bigger portion, right? Because they're so big. They make up a bigger weight, in the S&P than they ever have, right? Then you flip over to energy. Energy now makes up the smallest weight in the S&P. It's like less than 2%. So if you just got the COVID premium that's been baked into these stock prices on the tech side, if that just got sucked out and went back to where we were pre-COVID, and value returned to its just long-term normal valuation, you could see a scenario where the stock market was down 15 to 30% and value stocks were up 30 to 50. And the underlying companies wouldn't really need any good news to justify that value swap. Now, do I know for sure that's what's going to happen? No. Do I think that it's definitely happening? No, I'm kind of 50-50 on it. The reason it's interesting to me is because it has to at some point. It's an inevitability. And what I mean by that is value stocks will not start trading at zero. They won't give them to you. Now, could we see another 3 years where they continue to get crushed? Yeah, you could. Anything can happen. But the valuation spread is so large. This is where we have to think long-term as investors. We have to. Because the opportunity is so large. Just a mean reversion. We don't need, like I said, these things don't need some breakthrough or some change or anything. They just need to return to normal. And you would just see massive outperformance. And not only that, but you're buying them at ridiculous. I'm talking 1/4, 1/5 of the valuation the overall market is paying or the overall market is trading at. You're buying these companies at that level in general. Look, it's not appetizing. You look at the chart, you look at the decade underperformance. But guys, this is what investing is about. We ran a value, value portfolio is one of the ones we run. It hasn't been fun. It's been miserable. And we've solidly been outperforming value indexes, praise God. But even with that, our value portfolio is still slightly down on the year. Now, value as a whole is down, you know, depending on where you're looking at it, you know, in general, you know, 15, 20% somewhere in there still. So we've done better than them, but that's not saying much. It's kind of like saying you're, you know, in the land of the blind, you've got one eye, right? This is everybody right now is thinking about the next 6 months. What should we be thinking about as investors 5 to 10 years? And if you started making a value allocation right now, nobody knows anything with certainty. I just cannot imagine you will not be extraordinarily happy 5 to 10 years from now. Because guys, trends, right? Things go back to normal. It's called mean reversion. If you get mean reversion, if you just get mean reversion in this market, you would see I'd have to go back and look at it, but I'm pretty sure if you just got mean reversion, you'd see the greatest outperformance of value to growth in history. And it's not going to take a lot because nobody owns any value stocks, right? So like I was saying, if just the premium, just some of that COVID premium came out of tech and flowed into value, they'd lift off because nobody owns them. Nobody wants them. They're so underowned. So Tony, now there's other things we want to get into. I think energy is a component of that. Nobody's like, I don't want to touch oil. Listen, I don't either. I look at the chart. I'm with you. But this is what value, this is what investing is. Is oil going away? No. And you're buying great oil companies trading at levels we haven't seen in 15 years. And oh, by the way, while you're holding the stock, you're getting paid 5, 6, 7% a year to own it. I'm a firm believer. We've had clients griping about the value portfolio. I get it. And I just said, listen, if you want to leave, and overall with the algorithmic portfolio, our stock performance has been fine. It's actually been good. We need to be better, but it's worked. But I've just told them, I go, listen, I will not abandon this portfolio. Not now. It's the historic spread. Does that mean it's closing tomorrow? No, but it will eventually. So anyway, all right. We got to take a quick break. As always, guys, If that value story resonates and you know that you need some value in your portfolio, if you know the bonds in your portfolio are killing you and you want something that will make you more money than bonds, cost you less than bonds, and be significantly less risky than bonds, right? If you want that momentum algorithm because you understand the efficacy of a certain part of your portfolio being algorithmically traded, call us. We've got a better way to do it. We'll give you more upside, way less downside, risk management, the bond replacement strategy, cut your fees in half, typically between 40 to 50% reduction in fees. Anyway, give us a call, 866-779-RISK and 866-779-RISK. Also go to bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com, sign up for the virtual roadshow. We go through our entire investment and retirement planning process in 30 minutes, followed by a Q&A. Like I said, don't have too many spots for that left. So go to bulwarkcapitalmanagement.com and sign up for that, or give us a call. Take the 3 minutes to call us, 866-779-RISK. Ask for the Common Sense Investing booklet. You guys know the drill. Anyway, got to take quick breaks. Stick with us. We'll be right back. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio, and download or subscribe and subscribe to the podcast at knowyourriskradio.com, or you can just Google knowyourriskradio.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at @KYRradio. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stick with us.
Do better in bull markets. Do better in bear markets. Pay less fees in all markets. You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management. You can subscribe to Zach's free newsletter, The Bulwark Insider Report, at knowyourriskradio.com.
How do you know your finances and investments right now in today's economy are positioned for a successful retirement? Well, join me at Zach Abraham's Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow, Thursday, November 19th, right after my show. Zach, I'm really excited to be there. Tell us what to expect.
Dory, we've taken our entire planning process, the same one you and Suzanne went through, and we've condensed it down into a 30-minute class.
I love that.
We'll answer all the big questions. Do you need estate planning? Long-term care? When should you take Social Security? How much money do you need to retire? And we're also going to show everyone who attends how to protect their portfolio against loss while still growing their assets.
Join me at the Know Your Risk Virtual Roadshow with Zach Abraham, Thursday, November 19th, right after my show at 3 o'clock. Sign up now at knowyourriskradio.com. You'll get a free copy of Zach's booklet, Common Sense Investing. Space is limited for this free live webinar. Reserve now at knowyourriskradio.com. Investment advice cannot be given without a client service agreement where the firm is licensed to conduct business. Bulwark Capital is a DBA of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.
Hi, this is Brian Ott with 525 Advisors, and I want to say thank you for tuning in to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham. If you're like me, you look forward to this every weekend. I have been working with Zach and his team for several years now because Zach gets it. He puts his clients first. And for me, that's what it's all about. I know retirement planning can seem daunting at times, but my personal experience has taught me having a professional in your corner is essential. And Zach and his team have proven to me and my clients to be a tremendous asset. Not only will he guide you through your options, he will listen to you and make your concerns his top priority. So give Zach and his team a call. You'll be glad you did. And when you're ready, we can show you how to make sure your retirement plans aren't derailed by an extended healthcare event. We have many options to protect your nest egg and your family, including plans that pay you back if you never use them. You can learn more about us and our upcoming events at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
You're listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital Management.
And we are back. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Let's get right into it. Another interesting thing. We talk a lot about the bond replacement strategy. Why do we talk about the bond replacement strategy? Because there's another aspect of it that I haven't really talked a lot about. And part of it is, there's several different reasons, but we'll explain it today. And if you're an existing client, this will be becoming part of your bond replacement strategy. So, and there's a communication coming out to our existing clients explaining exactly what I mean. But look, the biggest reason why this is important is there's the safety issue, right? If you look at bonds as an asset class, I was having this conversation the other day with a prospective client, and he's like, well, what do you have against bonds? You know, I'm in the PIMCO Total Return Fund and it's done pretty good. And first, let me just say out of the gate, I have nothing but respect for the people at PIMCO. I think that they've done an absolutely wonderful job. I think the Total Return Fund has been a phenomenal investment. But let's break down the PIMCO Total Return Fund. And I think that you will see why I think it is imperative that investors figure out an alternative for their fixed income portfolios and their bond funds. Okay, now this is one of the best managed funds in my, well, it's not just my opinion. I mean, their performance speaks for themselves. But if you look at the PIMCO Total Return, now I have not checked it today, but this is generally going to be right in line with where we're at. It's paying about a 3.3% yield, right? And it's very well managed. So that right out of the gate, that sounds good. Okay, but the thing that we have to understand is that PIMCO does not manage these funds for free. So inside their most accessible and most used version of that fund, you've got about 0.7% expense fees. Okay. So right out of the gate, we'll call it, like I said, it's between 3.2 and 3.4, I believe, is the current yield on that portfolio. We'll just call it, we'll split the difference, call it 3.3 for the sake of argument. So right out of the gate, you go from making 3.3% a year to, let's see, to 2.6. Okay. Now, 2.6, go look at CDs, all that kind of stuff. That's not too bad, comparatively speaking. But again, let's put that into context. 2.6, and then what is your risk to carry that 2.6? I believe PIMCO total return in the month of March, again, they did a good job managing it. They weren't down nearly as much as most bond funds, but they were still down, 10 to 12% somewhere in there. And even that I have a problem with. If I'm making 2.5%, I shouldn't be risking anything, right? Right now, here's the other issue. Most of you aren't getting paid 2.6 because you might own PIMCO Total Return, but you probably own it in a managed account. Maybe you're at Morgan Stanley, Edward Jones, whatever the case may be, and you're paying a management fee. Let's call that 1%. So now your 2.6 is 1.6. Now you're getting paid 1.6 with the potential of losing, 10, 12, 15%. Okay, so that's not a good investment, but that's also not the reason why I believe that a bond replacement strategy is so important. The primary reason that the bond replacement strategy is so important is because whether you know it or not, you can't afford to have 30 to 40 or 50% of your assets making less than the inflation rate, regardless of how safe it is. This isn't controversial, guys. Right? This is plain common sense. Right? Is it possible for you to get the best results or the results you deserve or live your best retirement at 40, 50%? I see even 60% in bonds, 60% of your portfolio is making less than the inflation rate. And even that isn't guaranteed against loss. Even that gets hammered every single time the stock market drops. So let me throw another bond replacement strategy at you, right? We've talked about the structured product we use that is insured against loss. Participates in the market upside, but can't go down, averages between 5 to 6% a year, and has no fee. Okay, that's part of it. Another part of it that I think is really interesting is real estate. We are using a real estate fund, and I don't want to talk about it by name because I don't want to give any recommendations, but we are using a real estate fund that is one of the longest running. That has probably a record for being one of the best and most conservatively managed, has some of the lowest debt levels in that whole space, and has a phenomenal track record. As a matter of fact, for those of you that out there own real estate funds or REITs, real estate investment trusts, it's been a tough year for the most part, right? Commercial real estate has gone through a hurricane. Not a lot of these things have done very well. This fund we're talking about is actually up on the year. Pays a 6.5% yield. And it's averaged somewhere between 2.5% to 4% of NAV appreciation or net asset value. So you're getting paid the 6.5% yield, but the underlying fund itself is also appreciated by about 2.5% to 4% per year over the last 10 years. So when you consider the growth and the appreciation of the net asset value with the yield, you're talking about an annual rate of return on this thing of, 10, 11%. It's been outstanding. And that's not just it, right? Because it's a real estate fund. So you get the advantage of depreciation. So that 6.5% yield you're getting is a tax effective yield of about 7.7 after you factor in the depreciation. Now, remember what happened to bonds earlier this year, right? They got smoked. This real estate fund, even at its worst, wasn't down anywhere near as much as bonds were. And then you go back to 2008, a perfect storm for real estate. There were a lot of real estate funds, real estate investment trusts that went out of business. I saw some that were down 60, 70, 80, 90%. How about this one? At the worst, it was down 22. So it was actually down less than most bond funds. And by 2010, after the yield, you were back in the green. Think about that. And then the other thing that's really interesting to me is that real estates kind of trade like a bond. Right? The underlying asset value is much less volatile than stocks. Right? You're gonna get more income off it. It's gonna be an income-styled investment. It's also inflation proof. It's kind of like TIPS, if you think about it. It's kind of like a levered up TIPS portfolio, Treasury Inflation Protected Securities, which are government bonds they issue that actually go up in value when inflation rates and interest rates go up. The difference is it pays you 600% more yield per year. And that's where we're going to begin deploying that as part of our bond investment strategy or our bond replacement strategy. Why? Similar or less volatility to the downside, internationally diversified, playing out way more yield, with that yield has tax advantages. And during the perfect storm for this fund, right? What do you think the chances are that this real estate fund will go through a series, an event that is more deleterious and harmful to it than the financial crisis? Doesn't guarantee it can't go down more than that, but that's a really good stress test for it, right? But the whole point is if you took your 40 to 50% you're currently having bonds, which have been like a net nothing, and you allocated and just split that money half and half between the fixed indexed annuity and the real estate investment trust, you would now have a portfolio that was far safer than bonds, far cheaper than bonds, and outperforming bonds by, you know, 200-300% a year. That offers inflation benefits, whereas with bonds, it's a one-way show, one-way street. And inflation bonds are going to get rocked. And guys, we'll talk about it on the virtual roadshow, but go to Bulwark Capital Management and sign up for the virtual roadshow. There's just so, you can do so much better. There's a better way, less cost, way more upside, less fees, way less downside. You guys know the drill. Spend the 3 minutes to invest in the rest of your life. Spend the 30 minutes. Sign up for the roadshow. Hear what we have to say. Anyway, we got to go. We're out of time. Out of time. It's been great. We'll see you guys next week. As always, call us 866-779-RISK, 866-779-RISK. Sign up for the radio, sign up for the podcast at knowyourriskradio.com. You guys know the drill. Go Hawks. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Know Your Risk Radio with Zach Abraham, Chief Investment Officer at Bulwark Capital. Whether it's preservation of capital or an aggressive growth strategy, every investor needs a clearly defined risk profile. Schedule your free risk review with Zach Abraham now at knowyourriskradio.com. Zach will be back with more Know Your Risk Radio next Saturday at noon on 97.3 Cairo FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Opinions expressed in this program are for general information purposes only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual or any specific security. It is only intended to provide education about the financial industry. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult your financial advisor prior to investing. Any past performance discussed during this program is no guarantee of future results. Any indices referenced for comparison are unmanaged and cannot be invested into directly. As always, please remember investing involves risk and possible loss of principal capital. Please seek advice from a licensed professional. Bulwark Capital Management is an investment advisor representative of Clear Creek Financial Management, a registered investment advisor.